Well, we've had a couple of fascinating legs to this journey. The first in North Dakota, where we went to the town that's been at the heart of a massive oil boom.
A lot of my friends, their businesses were really struggling. You know, with oil taking off the way that it did, they've been able to make more money than they'd made the entire 10, 20 years before.
There, people are very suspicious of Hillary Clinton, thinking she'll continue Obama's policy of, as they see it, waging a war against fossil fuels in the name of the environment. But next door in Montana at Glacier National Park, we trekked hours to get to the nearest glacier to find they're disappearing fast.
All the glaciers in this park are receding. There's some glaciers that are basically gone.
Is there a time in the near future, potentially, decades I'm talking about,
right,
where Glacier National Park may not have glaciers?
Absolutely, given what we've seen.
And we found people who cared for the park furious at Donald Trump for denying that carbon emissions had anything to do with climate change. As we've done all week, we've taken what we've found and discussed it with people we met on the Empire Builder train, this time in the glass-sided panorama carriage, where people take in the stunning scenery in this part of the US. And it's where we happen to find an oil worker. What's your name?
Brandon Nordstrom.
Brandon, where are you traveling from?
Williston, North Dakota.
Okay, and where are you heading to?
Shelby, Montana. Going to see my daughter.
When you think about who you're going to vote for, what do you think? What comes into your mind?
Who's going to do best for this country? For example, if Hillary Clinton gets in North Dakota, it's going to be an obsolete state yet again. Our oil will mean nothing because she is going to get rid of all of it.
I believe climate change is real and that we can save our planet while creating millions of good-paying clean energy jobs.
What about climate change, global warming?
We have how many regulations against what we can do with our production and how we make our energy? When you look over at other countries such as China, who dumps probably 100 times or even more than that of pollution into the air because they have no regulations.
Do you accept that carbon emissions have an impact on climate change?
No. All of a sudden, it's this big ordeal. I think it's just another excuse for the government to try and regulate what they can control. All the government wants to do is control everything.
So our glaciers worldwide are disappearing.
As we went through the mountains of Montana, a national park guide, Jim Fennell, got on to answer passengers' queries about the landscape. But of course, we wanted to know a bit about politics.
If you want to see Glacier National Park in a natural state, with glaciers intact, you need to come now. Climate change is clearly occurring. It's due to human activity. That is the foremost challenge facing any of our national parks today. It is the most paramount problem that they face, and it's one that has never been faced by our species. Never.
Why do you think there is this reluctance for people to come out and say, This is something that we are contributing to and we have to do something about?
Well, I think that unfortunately there's been a good deal of misrepresentation, obfuscation, and distortion of facts. I think that people have a sense of confusion. Who do we believe?
Well, I'm not a big believer in man-made climate change. There could be some impact, but I don't believe it's a devastating impact. It goes up, it goes down. I think it's very much like this over the years. We'll see what happens.
As a voting citizen, I am literally furious at times about what's going on. The active, very active misrepresentation by folks who still leak a political outcome. That makes me not only frustrated but furious.
The subject of climate change tells us a lot about the two candidates. Yes, Donald Trump's playing the macho nationalist with his flagrant disregard for environmental matters, but people's mistrust of Hillary Clinton is reflected in this topic too. Whatever she says about caring about climate change, huge questions remain about just how much money she's taken from lobbyists for the oil industry.